Hey, good morning everybody. Welcome to a new week. We are now approaching Kitzushul Lorem, Simon Vey, Seif Tev Bayis. As we will see, this Seif in Kitzushul Lorem is something which is extremely practical, Nogel and Maitre probably every day, not at least a few times a week. I'll give first a few words of introduction before we look at the words of the Kitzushul Lorem himself. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes discusses the following case. Tami, one who has dates, the fruit, dates, one of the shimas amine, va'avdinu, three more. And he transfers it, or changes it, transforms it into something called trima. Trima is some sort of Aramaic or possibly Greek based word, which we're going to see in a minute, a discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly does it mean? So Gemara says about this, these dates, that you've transformed them into this trima. But Barakin and Abayu very three ways. The bracha remains the same bracha as it was when the dates were fresh, before this transformation, whatever exactly it is, like they were by eight from the beginning, they remain by eight. My timeless, says the Gemara, what's the reason for this? They remain in the same sort of situation, let's loosely say, they remain with the same status as they had at the beginning. Those are the words of the Gemara. That's enough for our purposes. Now, what exactly is this trima? So we said it's a subject of Masechet Rishonim. Now, in fact, all the Rishonim agree to the general idea. The question in the fine detail. The general idea is that this trima is some sort of mashed baked paste. Some sort of spread paste which one mashes up, minces dates, and you land up with some sort of mashed up date. That's the basic outline of the case. But there's a fine difference in the way that various Rishonim describe this case. Rashi, over there, says, that this trima, what is the meaning of trima? Says Rashi, kol dovor ha-kotush kitzat, something which is a little kotush kitzat, it's a little mashed up, the enoi merusuk, but is not entirely squished, squashed, liquidized. Yeah, I'm searching for the right words. There's so many different words for this, but yeah.
This word for me means one thing. When I see on what this trima,
yeah.
I said date.
Yeah.
I did date.
Right, you mean you'll see it. You'll see it as the original.
Whatever it means, but it's a date.
Yeah, you'll see it as the original.
So I
as the original thing.
Nice date.
Right. That's going to be a very important point. We'll see more in the continuation of
that. Now I understand when Rashi said it's mesh, but that's all, because it's totally mesh.
Yeah, it could be. That might depend, we're going to see. That might depend on different types of fruits and different types of textures, because there are some things that even if you mash them pretty well, maybe even they have a gribble, but even if you mash them pretty well and pretty thoroughly, mainly because of their thicker type of texture, they're still recognizable as the original item. Like, for example, a mashed potato. You take a potato and you mash it. Effectively, it's just a squashed potato. Instead of being round, it's about flat on the plate. But almost everybody would still recognize it as the original potato. We'll come back to that tomorrow in a minute. It's going to be very, very central here. Okay. Now, Kabbalah Rashi describes it as being something which is mashed and not entirely mashed. The implication of the Rashi is that were it to be entirely mashed, let's say there would be no pieces of date, left it would just be a smooth paste, that would be it, no more point. Then it would be sharp. But the Gemara says, it refers to this date paste which is not entirely mashed. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam, in describing.
So, Diyuk from Rashi, that this will be entirely mashed.
Yes.
Made is a body rub.
There won't be a height. It will lose proper height. It won't be a free anymore. That's what you mean. Yeah, yeah. That is the implication of Rashi.
Yes, 100%.
Right. Yeah,
it is what deal from Rashi.
That is the deal from Rashi, yes.
Exactly. Okay, good.
But the Rambam writes that dates, which one mash, not described in this case, and he uses the following words, va'aso'on kamoi iso. He mashed them and made them akin to a dough. A dough is understood by the Poskim to mean an entirely smooth paste. A dough is normally smooth. So the Rambam, the Barikaleh, and Barikaleh. If that is the Rambam's understanding of this Tmorim, these dates in the Gemara which you made into Trima, says the Rambam that Trima is an entirely smooth paste.
And never let
it stay hard. So those are the two basic opinions in the Rishonim. What will be when you transfer the date into an entirely smooth paste? If the pieces are still there, everybody agrees to the way. If you're turning it into an entirely smooth paste, Rashi is saying, no more hate, shako. Implication of the Rambam, that an entirely smooth paste would remain fine.
If Rashi understood a little bit, so now, right now, we don't understand Rambam why hate.
Oh, so
he has given reasons, but right now we don't understand what Rambam.
Because you don't see the.
I don't see what.
Oh. We'll come in a second to explain it a little more.
You tell the Gemara that only boy is for the right?
Right.
So, couldn't we make a parallel between only boy
and. Very interesting question.
So, you can say also the egg because of maybe Shalaminim or Hashibu.
Exactly, my thing. We don't know the reason why he said Rambam. It is exactly
no, if it is like only one, you know what's right.
No, you're asking a kasha on Rash. Is that right? You're asking a kasha on Rash. And Rash is saying something that's so transformed,
yes,
becomes charcoal. Olive oil remains white.
Right.
Yes. So we're going to see that even according to Rashi, there is an exception to the rule. As we know, all rules have an exception. This one is no exception to that rule. It also has an exception. The exception is anything which there is either a significant derech or roiv derech of the usage of this peri is to create this type of substance, then we view the substance as the, on the contrary, not as a loss of the fruit, but as the ultimate creation of the fruit.
Right.
And therefore, something like that, everybody will agree,
why?
Is very free hoy. Now, Rashi is only talking about something where it doesn't have to be that kind of unusual, but it's not the derech of how to do it.
Why?
Certainly not root.
Why and olive?
Right, those are two very good examples of that, and there might be others.
You never should have to have anything. Why not? Okay, good. Very nice.
Okay, let's read now the psak halacha. We'll read first the Kiddush Tov tomorrow, and there are a lot of details which I want to add here from Mishnah Brura and other places. So the Kiddush Tov tomorrow now reads as follows. Ein mevorkin b'yei pri ha'eitz v'b'yei pri ha'zoma ela shenikar b'miktas shu pru. We do not make the bracha b'yei pri ha'eitz b'yei pri ha'zoma unless it is slightly recognizable as being the original pru. Our in this rapid but something that is so minced and squished to the extent that one cannot recognize what it is. For example, he says, Shemavashlim, Mishizitim, the kidneys, one who cooks plum or types of beans, and after the cooking they surely become very soft, and then Sharisk on the Gabri, and in addition to that, one also minces them, the Tadoy, one squishes them up. The Lord of the charcoal. Liquidizes, that's the right word, thank you. Liquidizes it. Then it becomes charcoal. Even though you're aware, you might be scientifically aware, but it's not considered halakhically recognizable.
Apple compost, you know it's apple compost.
It could be, but a completely smooth apple compost, we know basically it's apple compost, but not so usual to make other things out of it. Between me and you, a pear compost would look just the same.
No.
And so would
the
other thing.
There are empty box apple compost. When you make this compost, you know. If I will come to your house and look at this, I would know. If I would not know, that's all of me.
Yeah, and
you're doing to see everything.
Maybe we could refine this for a little further as well. You know, it could be a little further. But you know, even if you do know it's apple compost, why do you know it's apple compost? You only know it's apple compost
because
you've seen apple compost 100 times before. But if you've seen apples, then you've never seen apple compost. I don't think there would be any zeicher lover. You would have no knowledge of this apple compost. I think that might be a way of hitting on this one. That will make it sharp. There will be some cases where we'll be right. We'll come soon to the finer details of this halakha. Let's just finish reading the kitta and we'll speak out.
Uh-huh.
Exactly so. Charcoal. circle. All circle.
All circle.
Yeah.
Am I yet to the Mishnah?
Yes, it's exactly the next line of the Kiddush Shulchan. Over the end, in Birat Halein, Rabbah Harov, Yerlahem, Yachah. Because, as we said before, this is all about choices. So, the Chatkina, on something which is entirely not recognizable, we are making Shacho. But if you make the Bracha, which the other Rishonim would say, right, it's also good for the Eved. And now the exception which we spoke about, Be'im Roiv, Derech, Achila, Oifam, Peiru, Kuali, Dei, Vizuk, Shemarachkin, Oifam, the Gamri, Bevorchim, Aleim, Afra, Tachila, Bracha, Roi, Eloyem. If Roiv, Derech, of the usage of these Peiru, is to liquidize them and have them this way, that is the majority usage of these payers, then everybody agrees that the bracha is right. Okay, so
it's interesting because really orange juice is so prevalent in the juice form.
Yeah, the juices are a little different than this. It's really a separate sugar. Juices squeezed out. It's not the liquidizing of the juice itself. Well, we'll come more to juices, but that's more. It does take a part of there as well.
The juices with a piston.
Yeah.
The juices with a bit then, and this maybe.
Maybe it's like recognizable, you say, because it has a bit.
Yeah, that's
the bit. So that is fine. Well, a couple of cups of juice as a separate discussion. So that point does play a big part over there also.
Right now,
yeah.
Where's Mesh Pateatis?
Oh, so we're going to come exactly after Mesh Pateatis. Thanks, but you're quite welcome to come to now. The Mishnah Berurah makes, let's call it loosely, a type of compromise between the different shittas in the point. Mishnah Berurah comes out like this. He says that we are going to make a distinction between types of fruits, vegetables, etc., which, when one liquidizes them, they entirely lose any way of recognizing what they originally were. Because, and some types of fruits, even if you liquidize them or mash them, to the extent that there are no pieces as such. And actually point to any particular piece, but they do still retain a clear resemblance of their original size.
Bananas
is one example. Another example which the Gishbury himself said openly is mashed potato. In fact, if we want to put this in the background of the Rishonim which we spoke about, Mishabura explains that in principle actually we pass them like the Rambam. We pass them like the Rambam that those mashed dates of the Gemara are eggs. But we explain that that is because mashed dates, due to their thick consistency, yeah, it's clear that it's a mashed date. It's not like something that when you liquidize them, they just become a loose mess and no resemblance of what it originally was. It's the same thing, just instead of being round, it's flat. But even the Rambam will agree that when we come to something that entirely loses its original likeness, its original form, then it's charcoal. That's how the Mishnah Berurah comes out of the Maaseh. So having said that, again, those examples, mashed potato, mashed banana, even mashed avocado, mashed dates, remain hot. Other types of things, like for example, completely liquidized applesauce would be shahako. If inside the applesauce there remain little bits, like often this can be a distinction between applesauce which one buys in the store, industrially made applesauce, and applesauce which you make at home. Not always, but sometimes.
But you say it's information about applesauce right now.
Oh.
Let us from my talk apple, nice mention.
Yeah.
But because I'm sloppy cook,
oh.
I didn't take all these pieces.
Right, oh, it's a very interesting
choice. Right now I have whatever it is.
Oh, so do the
pits.
Very good, Shaila. Do the pits, give us.
Right. Enough indication.
Just like we would understand that if I didn't liquidize it well and there are bits, pieces of apple remaining there, that gives us an indication of the original one.
Right.
So, what would be if you did liquidize all the pieces of apple, but there remain simply pits?
It's not only
pits.
If you take a jar completely without writing big letters, apple sauce, I mean,
that's right. You're good enough. It needs to be mitzvah atmoy. It needs to be mitzvah atmoy recognized. So in fact, that's a very sharp way of bringing out what the point of topic is in this case that's so often mentioned. How do we view the pit? Do we view them as
label?
as part of the fruit? Or do we view them as a label?
And the another question.
Yeah.
What I put through right now, after this show, I'm like my friend. I'm trying to make faith. I get used. So what I'm doing, I'm imposing. I measure like pure
effort.
Right. And then I threw away few apples, pieces of that.
Pieces which have no connection to the fresh pieces. I
haven't
spoken in it.
I put label. I put labels on every bite right now to see pieces of apple in it. So right now what happens?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be. It won't be.
It
won't be sharper.
Okay.
The label will also be sharper. Actually, now the pit is discussed in the poetry. Well, what will be the din of the pit?
Okay.
Bottom line is that the pits are not considered sufficient part of the fruit. They're just sort of side products of the fruit. They're not the fruit itself. Mm-hmm. And being that that is so, the broccoli even then remains sharper. Another very interesting discussion here is what about when we take a fruit or vegetable, grind it or mash it to the extent that it's no longer recognizable, everybody would agree with charcoal. And then I find some sort of tachbulot, some sort of trick, where I'm able to bring it back to its original state. It now looks like it originally was. I don't say it sounds very far-fetched to do such a thing. Pringles, excellent example. Pringles. Or charcoal on Pringles. Or there's also available this potato powder. Powdered potato. Which, you know, it's easy if you don't have time to cook or whatever, you add to it water, and it becomes like mashed potato. That's like, what's the right word?
Reconstituted.
Yeah, instant mashed potato, reconstituted. They take away all the water and all the juice, make it all potato powder, now you add to it water, now it's unquestionable that that potato powder will definitely charcoal.
Ain't
bra, half bra. Ain't bra, half bra. So, it doesn't. In the discussion, first thing, but again, the bottom line over here, we do not take, when you turn it back into mashed potato, it becomes peripheral again. No, it remains charcoal.
If you make that stuff and you serve it
to
someone, you have to tell them that
you should tell them.
And taste
of King King, correct. You should tell them that it's the instant mashed potato and the broccoli is charcoal. Another example of this.
Very good point, very good point.
Yeah, it looks the same. Another example of this is cornflakes. There are two methods of making cornflakes. One is, as far as I know, it's a difference between Kellogg's and most other makes available. Kellogg's cornflakes are made by taking the original corn, whatever it is, it's actually sliced, and toasted or whatever else they do. So those cornflakes are double. Other types of cornflakes are created by some sort of corn flour, is then formed into these flakes. So that cornflake, those cornflakes are charcoal. Another very... There's one other fascinating thing with this whole fish, which is, we mentioned that this other exception, that something which is roi deret to turn it into tiny little pieces, then everybody agrees with its point. So one fascinating question, which all the poets came out on the Minhag HaOlam, and you don't have any good answers, but the Minhag remains the Minhag, is chocolate. Chocolate grows from a bean on a tree, which is, the bean itself is surely high.
Yeah.
Now, nobody eats the bean that way. We grind it, I think, into some sort of powder, or whatever, mix it with various other things, and then we have our chocolate. Now, that is clearly an example of something that is roi deret achilotoi. If in this fashion, after being ground up and transformed into something else, nobody, I don't think, or hardly anyone, had it in its original state. So surely, following the rules we've put down today, the brother should be high.
No, but
I'm not suggesting that anybody should change from the minute. Oh, no, this is just a question which is asked, the very old.
This chocolate is deception.
Yeah, why is it?
Because if patates are mesh patates,
yeah.
I can't relate in my mind to patates.
Yeah.
Chocolate, if you would not tell people, they think that it's coming from a machine or from a lettuce. Nobody knows it's so far from this bush.
But then there's another criteria that you mentioned. That the main use of it, of the cocoa beans, is for chocolate.
Maybe even those things, even when we say they're ground up and everything, some sort of vapor normally of the original, you can understand. The example we talk about is ground up cinema, which you have in sugar.
It's not
ground up. Cinema, okay. But something which is so far removed, and we made that
it's
horror
of
what we're saying.
That's an example, but I only recently figure out where children come from.
Okay.
I need to know, okay.
It's so far removed.
Because
the
children
was
very much larger than
anywhere.
Yeah, so actually,
yeah.
I think what I tell you, the case in South Africa where they make this kind of corn thing,
right?
They go most of this maize flour for the flour which they've eaten so far. Many of the...
What you're saying is Rosera Facilotto.
Yeah, the Rosera Facilotto that's made is through that product that the black people eat. I mean, I'm not being gracious, but I mean that's what happens to be. That's their baking food. So the person is, I always find it extremely difficult that they wanted to say that when it's cooked up and you make it into the mealie pap, therefore, that you should make for a creator. Even though it was came to be from a flower. That's what it was grown for, that's what it was said.
That's Rosera Facilotto.
That's the Rosera Facilotto.
Say, even though maybe it's not Rosera Facilotto, it must be you.
Yeah.
It's Rosera Facilotto.
Yeah, but 95% of the maize grown in South Africa is grown for this.
So it follows the Dara soil.
Yeah.
What's the population use it for?
I think that's the
Facilotto. Yeah, that's the Facilotto.